Welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 1941, recorded on Thursday the 12th of January 2017, bringing you news and information from the Norwich Evening News. You can call us on 01603 765 365, that's Norwich 765 365, with your news, views and comments. We love to hear from listeners, and this week we welcome a new listener, John Betts from Old Catton. This week your Chatterbox recording is accompanied by a separate recording of the January 2017 edition of the EDP Norfolk magazine. This first part of Chatterbox is read by me, Alison Aplin.
And by me, Brian Clark. Part of this week's Chatterbox includes news stories, letters and emails from evening news readers, and a feature on home care.
But we start this week with four stories from Norwich and Wroxham. The most noisy streets in Norwich have been identified this week, and Norwich City Council has been taking action. Dereham Road may not have been one of those named, but an explosion there this week could have put it on the list. Anglia Square also failed to make the list, but there are new development proposals for the square coming up, and if past experience is repeated, these will cause a lot of noise from supporters and opponents. And in Wroxham, there are noise problems and foul smells associated with sewerage problems. However, we'll start with Norwich.
The 10 streets in Norwich to spark the most complaints about noise, revealed with loud music, dogs barking, alarms making fed up people's lives and misery. A Freedom of Information Act request has revealed that Norwich City Council received more than 30 complaints every week about noisy neighbours. There were more than 1,600 complaints made to City Hall and more than 400 to Broadland District Council. Stuart Gardens, which is just a stone's throw away from the city's clubbing heartland in Prince of Wales Road, came top of the list. But there are a string of other streets spread across the city where noisy neighbours have been causing headaches. In the past 2 years, the City Council has served 19 abatement notices for noise, and City Hall bosses said they did take it seriously. A spokesman for the Norwich City Council said, "In most cases, problems are resolved informally, but where a noise is found to be a statutory nuisance, we will take formal action by serving an abatement notice, which, if not complied with, can result in prosecution and fines of up to £5,000.
A couple said they felt blessed to be alive after stepping on a manhole cover which promptly exploded. Tessa Nelson, 44, and Graham Nelson, who's 59, of Wymer Street, Norwich, were walking to Tesco on Dereham Road one afternoon last week when they were the victims of an unexpected electric fault. Walking arm in arm with her husband, Mrs. Nelson stepped on the manhole cover, but the next moment found herself face down on the road and dazed. The cover had exploded when she stepped on it, and a second explosion then occurred just seconds later, causing her husband to stumble. It caused a large piece of concrete to fly into the air, narrowly missing Mrs. Nelson upon landing. "It was unbelievable," she said. "It's not what you expect when you're just popping to Tesco's to buy some bananas." "Suddenly I was face down with shrapnel in my eyes and face. I couldn't open my eyes. It was a nightmare." Witnesses rushed to help the couple, and Mrs. Nelson was dragged to some grass nearby where she was looked after until the emergency services arrived. Fortunately for the shaken couple, they only suffered cuts and grazes. "The passers-by reacted brilliantly," Mrs. Nelson said. "I was given tissues to clean my face, and everyone who looked after us was fantastic." The explosions, which occurred at 1:30 p.m, had been caused by an electrical fault which caused an explosion underground at a link junction between two electrical substations.
Developers behind ambitious proposals to revamp Anglia Square have said they will start drawing up solid plans for the site within weeks. Columbia Threadneedle and Western Homes revealed last year that they were looking to revamp the Norwich Shopping Centre with emerging proposals including the demolition of the current Anglia Square, the former Stationery Office Sovereign House and Golden Gate House, more than 1,000 homes to be built above new shop units and a new public square, a new multi-storey car park, the replacement of the existing cinema with a new one at ground level, better links across the site to open up entry from other directions. The developers held 3 days of public exhibitions last month and said more than 350 people had attended, with about 140 providing comments. The dates for the next consultation will be set once the scheme, taking into consideration the comments made at the first consultation, has been sufficiently worked up to enable a meaningful consultation to take place. A planning application will then be submitted.
People in a Norfolk village are being subjected to pungent smells and noise because a development of more than 100 homes has still not been connected to the main sewer. Instead, waste from homes in Wroxham's Wherry Gardens development is being sent to a large septic tank, which a tanker has to empty practically every day. That happens right under the noses of people living in nearby Salhouse Road, who have complained of foul smells and noise. The first resident moved into the Hopkins Homes development 18 months ago, and Parish Council Chairman Barry Fisk said it was shameful and unacceptable that the houses had yet to be connected to the main sewer. He said the Parish Council had been trying to establish with Hopkins Homes and Anglia Water why that was the case. Mr. Fisk said it's become an intolerable level of nuisance to people in Wherry Gardens and to those in Salhouse Road who have to put up with noise and smell, two pretty unpleasant pollutions. Hopkins Homes and Anglian Water are both big conglomerates. It's shameful and unacceptable that this is allowed to go on and on. Hopkins Homes said, "We apologise to local residents for the disruption caused by the temporary drainage arrangements. We contacted Anglian Water last year to connect to the development, and we've paid a contribution for improvements to be made to an off-site pumping station. As per the original schedule, Anglian Water will complete these works by the end of March 2017."